countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
I'm standing here in a field of cows that have just been milked on a farm in Whitechurch, just north of Cork City. It is a dairy farm which has been in the Hegarty family for six generations. And today it's farmed by Dan Hegarty along with his father. 20 years ago, they diversified into cheese making. And this year, Hegarty Cheese was rewarded for their efforts.
I suppose I was born in 74 and I started farming in 75. Like, I know, like, you know, when you're born on a family farm, like, you're farming is, you know, you're just brought up to it, like, you're just used to it, like, it's just something that happens, and you always just did it, and that's it.
In March, Dan Hegarty and cheesemaker Jean-Baptiste Saint-Gervain won the Irish Food Writers Guild Food Award for their newest cheese, Temple Gal, made from raw milk from this family herd here. Dan, good morning. You just finished the milking.
Damien, how are you? You well?
Not too bad.
Good.
What time had you these milking at?
Well, I suppose we start around maybe 6:30, 6:45. We'd make a go at it, all right, like, you know. So, yeah, that's the time we start around, all right.
Did you always want to farm? You did?
I wanted to play for Cork hurling, but it was crap. So that my next thing, all right, was going to be a farmer. Like, yeah, I was always going to be a farmer. I just wanted to be a farmer, like.
Adding to the Food Writers Guild gong, awarded in March, Hegarty's were also winners of gold at the Melton Mowbray Artisan Cheese Awards in England last month. The story of Hegarty cheese began at the turn of the millennium.
I suppose around that time we were in the early 20s, and, you know, there was loads of, you know, we were involved in beef protests and stuff at the time, and we kind of realised that if we were going to stay family farming as a family farm, we'd have to try and add value to what we do. And so we, you know, Ireland's a great place to grow grass, and, you know, there's two options, was either milk or beef, and we went with milk. And so we had to try and add value to our milk, and we said, look, we could do that through cheese. And we got going, we started making Hegarty Farmhouse Cheddar. We made our first cheddar in 2001, and we, at the time, I'd say we were the first people to make a traditional clot-bone cheddar at the time, like.
So we're standing here in the field, surrounded by the cows. You can hear them eating the lush grass in the background after we milk. The milk that comes from these animals is the milk that you use in your cheese. I suppose, what differentiates cheese? Is geography and soil and feeding key to the flavour?
Oh, yeah, like... It's important for both our cheeses, but for our new cheese, Temple Gal, which is a cooked pressed Alpine type cheese, being able to control every part of the production of the whole thing is just vitally important. That's everything from the grass quality to the cows to the how they're milked and how they're fed. Like last year, no, during the drought in the summertime, when we had to start feeding them silage, we had to stop, like, because you can only make it from when they're really at grass, like. So you have to have completely control over the whole process, like. And, like, so Temple Gal's an Alpine type cheese, but it's our version of it, using, you know, Irish Friesian cows on a grass-based diet. So it's our twist on it, like, so that's what makes it different.
And all of that, the milking and the processing, is done right here on the farm?
Everything is done on the farm, and everything's controlled. We can control every aspect of it, like. And I know the lads are making, they're making two cheeses today. They're making the Alpine and they're making Hegarty Cheddar. And if you want to go up and have a look, there's no bother.
Right, let's head up. So Dan, as we make our way over to the Jeep here, you've just moved the fence a couple of feet. This is what you call strip grazing. You've given them access to grass. So are they moos of happiness in the background?
Oh, like when you shift the fence for them like that and they come into a new field of grass, like, there's nothing like it. You can just hear the munching. It's just class, like, it's just class.
The buzz phrase now in food is that every cheese has a story. You have to have a story behind your product to give it any chance of sale. So what's the story behind Temple Gal?
So, like, we're making cheese for the last, since 2001, and then I suppose in 2015 we kind of realised that, you know, there's a good few more cheddar makers now than we were when we started off, and every business has to grow or you get left behind. So we went back to the trade, or back to the cheesemongers, and asked them what did they want, and they said there was an opening for an Alpine type cheese. And that's, so by Alpine we're talking about a cheese from the south of France that's a cooked pressed cheese. And so we decided then we'd, you know, do something different. And we had had Jean Baptiste, so I speak very little French, je m'appelle Dan. So he came to us and he went back into France and he sourced the equipment and with a bit of technical know-how, and we decided then, you know, we'd try something new. Now it's 2016.
The cows are milked and the milk is brought to the small cheese factory in the Hegarty farmyard, where it is put into a copper vat, cultured, cut, heated, moulded, pressed and left to mature for 12 months. Jean-Baptiste Angevin is from Bordeaux,
John,
where he was a cheesemaker before arriving in Ireland.
We're something famous.
And he's been working with Dan for the past 5 years.
Jean, bonjour, ça va?
Not too bad, yourself.
Good, not
bad. And basically you put the milk and you have a pump here, you pump everything into the mould straight away, and so you have the cheese here that's just after being made and that are into the press.
So have you brought some savoir-faire to cheese making from your native France?
I didn't know to do exactly this cheese, so I did a training 5 years ago when I was with Dan. He was asking me, I want to make this kind of cheese, but I'm gonna have to bring some Montbéliard cows, because that's how this kind of cheese is made, with Montbéliard cows,
which is a native breed in France.
Yeah. Native breed, but I was saying, like, Dan, milk is milk. Like, use your Irish Frisian cows and it will be brilliant. Like, but obviously there's a bit of French techniques involved in it. Like, but that's a nice combination between both of us.
What's the next plan? Is it to develop a kind of a Hegarty Baptiste?
Well, to pay off the loans, anyway. That's the first plan. And we'll go from there. Like, you know, it took us 3 years to get to this point, and we're only really starting to sell stuff now. And, we're up in production, and we'll go from there. We have a couple other cheeses in our heads that we'd like to make. And, and I also want to learn to speak French.
And a few hours with those two lads there, and it would just put you in a great humour. Beautiful part of the country there. Dan Hegarty and Jean-Baptiste Angevin of Hegarty Cheese in Whitechurch in Cork. Actually, if you're on Twitter, have a look at our Twitter page, because we have a little video of them there in the middle of the field, surrounded by all the cows that they milk to produce that beautiful cheese.